Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I am your host, Clayton Morris, your humble host, Clayton Morris. I'm a real estate investor, I'm a podcaster, and I am a longtime rehabber of properties, going back many, many years now. And this is really a follow-up episode to what we did last week here on the show. Episode 48, when we asked the question, what's the difference between an A, B, and C class rental property? Well, today's episode, we are going to talk about my favorite types of neighborhoods to buy rental properties in. So now, last week on the show, I asked you this question. And honestly, if you haven't listened to episode 48 yet, please go back and listen to it maybe before you listen to this show. I think it's really important you listen to that one first. And I asked you a question at the end of that episode. You remember what it was? Well, I asked the question, you know, what do you think my favorite rental property neighborhood is? Is it an A neighborhood? Is it a B neighborhood? Is it a C neighborhood? What do you think it is? Well, the answer may surprise you. My favorite rental property neighborhoods are C neighborhoods. That's right. Now, it always makes me laugh when I see people on the internet who don't know what they're talking about, or they claim to be longtime investors, but they've never actually bought a property in a C-class neighborhood, and they basically talk down about C-class neighborhoods. It's kind of like an air of, I want to say, they're kind of pretentious, to be honest with you. And I just kind of laugh. I'm like, fine, please do not buy in C-class neighborhoods. That means there's more for me to buy. And there's more for other investors who know what they're doing to buy. For instance, Robert Sheeman, who is a guest here on the podcast, he owns 500 properties. Or Susan Lasseter-Lyons, who owns $800 million in rental properties. Guess what? Where do these people buy? C neighborhoods. C neighborhoods. So yeah, if you have a problem with buying in C neighborhoods because you're a little pretentious, or you think that it's somehow these are lower class Americans who are renting properties in C class neighborhoods, or they're just beneath you, good. Stay away. Please don't buy properties there. Good. I'll buy them. Thank you. I just have to get that off my chest because I always get frustrated when people say, oh, you can never make money on buying a $40,000 property. Oh, really? You can't? Really? Is that true? Actually, it's totally false. When someone says that to you or you're reading internet crap, I want you to remember that that is totally false. In fact, we're going to have a guest here on the show, I think in a week or so, who only buys in C-class neighborhoods. He's bought in B and A-class neighborhoods, and he has vowed he will never buy in A and B neighborhoods again. So, why do I love C-class neighborhoods? Well, you'll recall from episode 48, I talked about a higher ROI. And the fact that you're definitely going to have to do a renovation on the property, probably it's going to be vacant, probably it's going to have problems, right? So if you're looking in your neighborhoods or your backyard for a rental property, and you find a property that's in sort of a transitional neighborhood or it's in a blue-collar, hardworking neighborhood, and it's got a lot of problems, this particular house, you're going to probably want to take a look at it with your contracting team and see what work it needs. Chances are it's probably going to need a lot. And the point I made in that podcast was the difference between a B-class neighborhood where grandma had a house for a long time. Maybe she had a three-bedroom house in a section of Michigan or Pennsylvania or Indiana, and it's in a B-class neighborhood, and she lived there for 50 years, and she passed away, and her family inherited the property. Now, she always took great care of the property, so you know it was well-kept, but it was just dated. Okay, so in a B-class neighborhood, chances are you're going to spend less on a rehab, because she probably kept it up a little nicer and she held on to it for many, many years. You're going to pay more for the house, okay? And you're probably going to have less in rehab. Well, C-class neighborhoods, what I love about them is that you can acquire them for cheaper and the rents are going to be comparable to a B-class neighborhood, typically within a few, you know, within $50 to $100 in rent. Chances are, if you're buying it properly like I do. Now, I love C-class neighborhoods because I can get such a higher value out of my C-class neighborhoods than I can in other areas. If you talk to any high-level investor who's ever bought properties in an A neighborhood, ask them if they will buy them there again. Chances are they're going to tell you that they will never buy a property in an A neighborhood again. Why? Well, a couple of major reasons. Number one, it's costlier. It costs a lot more, and you're going to get a lower level rate of return, typically. Again, these are not all hard and fast rules. If I was able to find an A neighborhood property that I was able to pick up for ridiculously cheap, okay, that's a totally different ballgame. Ridiculously cheap. But even then, you still have problems, right? Because in an A-class neighborhood house, you're going to have way more money to spend on a rehab. Typically, the square footage is going to be larger. You're going to have to put in bells and whistles and upgrade the HVAC system, right? Garage door. Oh, that garage door is broken. Now I got to fix that. In my C-class neighborhoods, typically, I don't have a garage door to worry about. And I also probably don't have central air in my C-class neighborhoods. If the tenant wants air conditioning, they put a window unit in, and they're happy as a clam. A neighborhoods also typically have tenants that cause a lot of problems. I know this seems counterintuitive, but it's totally true. It is absolutely true. And you can listen to a number of episodes we've had here on the show where high-level investors have talked about their trouble with A-class neighborhoods, with tenants who will call them in the middle of the night because a door on their cabinet is misaligned. No joke, that happened. That happened. With C-class tenants, they are often hardworking, blue-collar Americans who work hard, and I rehab the heck out of a house. They have a beautiful house to live in. And they are happy as a clam. The house is brand new when we're done with it. You know, new furnace, new water heater, new PEX plumbing, brand new windows. We'll put in Anderson windows or Pella windows in our properties. You know, all of that. New flooring, new cabinets. They've got a great house. Brand new roof, everything. And when they come home at the end of the day, they've worked a hard shift. They've got a great place to come home to. They're happy. My contractors are happy. I'm happy because the rent and the rate of return is fantastic. So C-class neighborhoods, I love for those very reasons. When you go up into B and A neighborhoods, you typically are not going to get as much of a return on your investment as you will in a C-class neighborhood. Now, there are a lot of naysayers out there, right, who will say, you know, well, you're going to have a lower class of tenant in a C property. You're going to have more problems. You're going to have higher vacancies. All of those things, right? Those are their arguments. Oh, you're buying a $40,000 house? Whew, good luck with that. Probably buying it in a war zone, which is total garbage. And actually, I find really offensive, to be honest with you. I would like you to say that to my tenants' faces who've stayed and lived in my properties for upwards of 5 years and more, who are fantastic, hardworking tenants, who always pay on time, and who typically renew their leases with us on a regular basis. So I'd like someone who says that or talks that way. I find it actually really repulsive. And if someone talks to you that way, I would hope you would sort of stop them in their tracks. It's almost like looking down their nose at other people. And that really bothers me. You know, when I drive through those neighborhoods in the afternoon where I own my properties, you know, you don't see anyone just hanging out, kicking trash down the street. It's quiet. Everyone's at work. Okay. Those are the types of neighborhoods I buy in. That, to me, is a C neighborhood. And you need to know the difference between, you know, the problem with C neighborhoods is, yes, you need to know your neighborhood. So you need to know the difference between a D neighborhood and a C neighborhood, okay? Or an F neighborhood. But we're specifically talking about the differences here between C, B, and A neighborhoods. Now, C neighborhoods, to me, have not gotten that transitional move yet towards a B neighborhood. So they're up and coming, right? You kind of have to have a little bit of crystal ball skills about you, knowing that there's a bunch of other investors on this exact same street rehabbing properties. That's interesting. And this is a C-class neighborhood. That's interesting. So if you look at my streets where I've bought properties, Google Street photos typically have photos from 2011 on a lot of streets. You know, they're not updated. Sometimes they'll have updated from 2014. But oftentimes, if you look at old photos from like 2011 on Google Street View, you'll see boarded up properties, maybe next door to your subject property. And now if you flash forward to 2016 or 2017, what you'll notice is that almost, you know, all of those houses have been rehabbed, purchased by investors and rehabbed and placed with great tenants in the property. So when someone tells you you cannot make money on a $40,000 house in a C-class neighborhood, I want you to laugh at that person, because nothing could be further from the truth. You have fewer things to fix. you have less gripes to worry about, you have a higher rate of return, and if you have a great property management team in place and you have a tenant turnover, well, within a few weeks, you can have a new tenant in the property, which is what we do. Tenant moves out, our team goes in, does a quick paint, carpet clean, touch up, boom, new tenant moved in 3 weeks later. That's what I do. So, the naysayers out there who talk about C-class neighborhoods, I think it's high time for them to take a back seat to real investors doing real rehabs and totally revitalizing neighborhoods, changing neighborhoods to make them better. You know, I'm proud of the work that we do. I'm proud of the properties in the neighborhoods that we've rebuilt. Whole streets where we've bought like 6 or 7 properties have been totally revitalized. That's exciting to me. Those are C neighborhoods. Those are C-class properties. That's what I love to buy. I love those single-family homes, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, with a yard and a driveway. Some of them have a garage. And we totally rehab the property. And that person who's a hardworking American can come home at the end of the day and have a great place to live. Everyone wins. Everyone wins. The neighborhood wins. The tenant wins. The contractors win. The city wins. Everyone wins. That is why I love C neighborhoods. I own every one of the properties that I own in my personal portfolio is a C-class property. So there you go. I just had to go on a little rant today because I can't stand misinformation from people who honestly don't know what they're talking about, who've never bought C properties before and who just like to scare people about things. I wanted to do this episode about that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Again, we are going to have a great guest coming up here. We're going to be talking about the difference between some Florida properties that he's purchased and he's bought them in A neighborhoods and the difference in properties that he's purchased in C neighborhoods in the Midwest. And when he called me the other day, his mind was blown. He said, you're not going to believe this. We just ran all the numbers on our properties and I will never buy another A-class neighborhood property again. And I'm going to tell you why. We'll tell you why on that episode. It's so exciting. So I love it. I love it when a plan comes together and people don't have to spend too much for properties and you can build your retirement. Oh, it's so fantastic. It's so fantastic. Anyway, we'll see you next week, everyone, on another episode of Investing in Real Estate. Remember, this show publishes every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If you are ready to take action and you would like to buy your first rental property and you don't want to do it all on your own, give us a call. Go over to morrisinvest.com and we'd be happy to book a call with you and you can talk with our team. We'd love talking with investors and maybe it's a right fit for you and maybe it's not, but we will see. So jump on the phone with us, book a call. Just go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call tab and we will jump on the phone with you. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next time here on Investing in Real Estate.